Every year, fans of classical music argue over its future, and 2010 was no exception. Across the country, orchestras are struggling financially and audiences are aging. Still, NPR's Tom Heisinger reports that 2010 was a good year for what might be called indie classical.
Is this classical music? Is this classical music? Well, then, how about this? Labels like classical, post-rock, chamber music, jazz, they seem to mean less and less these days, thanks in part to an emerging assortment of young, smart musicians who feel equally at home playing in nightclubs or concert halls. Like keyboardist and composer Missy Mazzoli, leader of the all-female quintet called Victoire. Mazzoli studied in Amsterdam with composer Louis Andriessen, but she also plays in the rock band Mohair Timor. As for record labels, the internet has reduced the distance between the big classical companies and the small go-getters. Sarah Kirkland Snyder wrote and released this song cycle called Penelope. With two other composers, Kirkland Snyder runs the small Brooklyn-based New Amsterdam label. This year alone, New Amsterdam released 10 albums. And there are many more indie labels, like Cantaloupe, Bedroom Community, and Non-Classical, launched by Gabriel Prokofiev. And they're proving to be fertile homes for indie classicalists. Prokofiev, by the way, is the grandson of Sergei Prokofiev, the composer who gave us Peter and the Wolf. He's also an electronica DJ, completely comfortable releasing solo piano music. Or concertos for turntables. For Gabriel Prokofiev and dozens of other indie classicalists, classical music isn't dying. It's doing just fine. Tom Heisinger, NPR News.
And you can hear full songs at our classical music blog, Deceptive Cadence. At nprmusic.org.